Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
First Nations people who are also part of the LGBTQIA plus communities face discrimination, social and cultural exclusion because of all different reasons, including colonialism, racism, homophobia and transphobia. And a recent report found that all of these factors result in poorer health and mental health and heighten the risk of suicide for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander LGBTQIASB plus people. Yep, there's an SB on the end of the acronym there. So sister girl and brother boy are Aboriginal English terms used by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander transgender women and men. So what needs to be done to support Rainbow Mob? We're joined by Damien Bonson, the founder of Black Rainbow, Australia's first and only national Indigenous LGBTIQA suicide prevention charity organisation. He's also an independent suicide prevention practitioner in his hometown of Darwin. Damien, welcome to Joy Drive.
G'day, how you going?
I'm well, thank you. Now, you're one of the co-authors of this report. Tell us what you found.
No, I'm not a co-author of this report.
Oh.
I was a co-author of one of the other research that Braden has done. This is a separate national study that I was initially part of when it received funding, but I pulled out to focus on some other work. So, no, I'm not a directly involved with the actual research study itself.
Can you tell us about the report nevertheless?
What I can speak to is what we've been pointing to, and at least what I've been pointing to for close to it, pretty much over a decade, is that the data that's come out of this in that, you know, nearly 50% of the First Nations young people have attempted suicide in their lifetime, and that one in five in the last 12 months had attempted, that's something that I've been pointing to for about a decade. And it kind of was really where the birth of Black Rainbow came from, because there was nothing being done. There was no research about this data. So this data is brand new, despite there being, you know, an unknown quantum of reports in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide, plus also in LGBTI mental health and suicide as well. So now we have the evidence to back up what we've been pointing to for a decade. And it's both, I guess, satisfying is not the word, because it's not what we wanted to see, but now we have to, which I hope will then now mobilise work that should have been happening decades ago.
And what sort of work would you like to see mobilised now?
An investment in First Nations LGBTQ+ led folk who are doing this work, who have runs on the board doing this work, so we can continue it. Because till now, there's also been no funding. And the thing about data and funding is that when there's no data, there's no policy. When there's no policy, there's no funding. So without this research, there's been no formal recognition of us in any policy across the country, particularly at a Commonwealth level, that one, we exist as a population group, but also our needs. Because the distress that is captured within this report, the outcome of that is not just suicidality. It is also around mental health, mental ill health. It is also around homelessness. It is also around drug and alcohol usage. So this is like really the birthing of a whole body of work that needs to be done. And what's really important is that this is led by those of us who have been doing this work, who have got the runs on the ground, who have been, you know, doing First Nations queer work, to be able to continue this work, to better inform the services and the structures that are in place of how to best respond. Because we have to get to there as well. We have to work out, what do these interventions actually look like? What do our kids actually need? But also, there's a cohort of people over the age of 25 that we still know nothing about.
Do you, so in terms of, I mean, there's obviously a clear lack of data around this particular vulnerable group of people. Let's talk about the voice and how that can potentially address that gap in the data. Do you see a link there?
Look, absolutely. We've been, First Nations LGBTI folk have been part of these discussions with the, when it was the Referendum Council and now with the Uluru Statement leadership. And also now as members of the engagement group under Linda Burney. So we've been part of this discussion for quite a number of years. I was at one of the very first dialogues, I think the trial dialogue up on the Torres Strait. But this too gives us an opportunity to speak directly to government, because it's not, we've been speaking to a lot of people about this issue over a decade. At least I know that I have, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, both straight, both LGBTQI, senators, ministers, you name it, and we just haven't had any runs on the board. This voice mechanism is our best shot as well, at least the one on the horizon beyond us just keep plugging away, of getting to where we need to be at a lot quicker pace. What we know is that policy can take a considerable amount of time once the data's been revealed, but this has been something that's been discussed and been pointed towards for nearly a decade. We can't afford to wait another decade to get good policy in place. So this voice mechanism will give us that direct communication with government about what needs to happen, coming from those of us who have been doing the work, plus also living these experiences out here in regional and remote Australia.
We're chatting with Damien Bonson, founder of Black Rainbow, and an independent suicide prevention practitioner in Darwin in the Northern Territory. Damien, there was a 10-year national action plan for LGBTQIA plus health and wellbeing announced at Sydney World Pride earlier this year. How does that action plan need to prioritise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
We're slowly working out how that's going to happen, because we knew, Black Rainbow and myself, we knew nothing about it until the day that the advisor group was announced, and we were getting message on social media as to why we weren't involved. So we're playing catch up with this strategy, because we were not contacted by anybody to participate, get, you know, despite being around for a decade plus leading the charge in the suicide prevention and health and wellbeing space. So we're playing catch up. But what needs to be remembered is that as First Nations people, this lack of data means that we need to be front and center of this plan. Because there's nothing that exists, they need to start from a ground zero. You know, they can grab a little bit that is available, but part of that plan isn't going to be the starting point like every other queer person. Our starting point is we need more research. We need an investment in the research so we can come up with the interventions to what's going on, because we don't actually know what's going on. We know this small part about suicide, but how is the housing security? How is this job security? How is food security? How is our experiences across a whole range of health and social issues? We don't have that. So part of this plan will be about catching up so we can be on par with predominantly white queer Australia.
Damien, it's an important conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Damien Bonson, founder of Black Rainbow. And if you need to talk to someone about this, we've got links to organisations who are ready to help you at joy.org.au/support. And for First Nations people, you can call 13YARN, 13YARN. That's 139276.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.